Africa Road Trip, The Swedish Way, and How to Open Closed Borders. Part 1. Before Africa. India. After months of preparation and maps drawn, and what motorbike to buy at what black market, after hours of YouTube watching, I felt pretty dumb, but I had to do it. What did I have to do? Prove to everybody that I can go alone again on a trip by myself? And go around and see strange places and meet great people, horrible people, and try as many crazy things as possible, and come up with many stupid ideas along the way? Yes, something like that. I was ready to go to India by myself and buy a motorbike and drive around the country for some months to the border of Pakistan, Himalaya, China, Bangladesh, Bhutan, and also go to the Holy Triangle to meet cool gangsters from the new generation. For me, it's like in the movies. No real danger, only excitement and adventure. I tried to set my life up like it was a movie. The best thing is, of course, I have the lead role and I am the director, stuntman and the writer. And on the last closing scene before I die, with the words that I did not regret anything and tried out things I wanted to experience. My parents are so tired of my stupid ideas. My father gave up hope when I was 6 years old and wanted to become a cowboy and ride horses, and in secret I borrowed his bow from his wardrobe, and by mistake, when trying to impress him, when he did not see me closing up from behind, I shot him in the foot, so he had to go to the hospital for some days. My mother always, till this day, complains, but she's from Warszawa in Poland. They complain, even if they win $10 million, it should have been $20 million, someone is ripping her off. That's how the story would sound like. Anyway, now I am off track as usual, the story of my life. Back to the track. I was talking about my plans to go to India. I went off track again, and I didn't go to India because of Facebook, social media. India will be a later book, hopefully. Chapter 2. Elias. That was his name. The reason India did not happen. A person who contacted me on Facebook and said, "Hello, we never met, but I heard through our common friends that you are a little bit crazy, like travels and challenges. I also see on your social media that you have a cool great adventure car, a Land Rover Defender. Would you take the car and drive from Stockholm, Sweden, through Europe and Africa?" My answer was that I was planning to go on India. But that can wait. So when do we leave for Africa? His answer was a more normal one, that we should probably meet for a coffee, called Fika in Sweden, to see if we get along first. Said and done, we met 2 or 3 times, and it all seemed well and dandy between us. We had almost the same travel experience, and also handled the situation in the same way, we thought. And did not care too much about politics and other nonsense. We both thought that life needed to be experienced, not from the sofa, but in real life, out in the world. We went on the 24th of December, Christmas of course. It was around October, and it was not just to take the car and drive. It was a lot of things I hate the most, paperworks, regulations and visas, etc. He was not much for talking nonsense, and I noticed he was not much for talking, period. I like that, because I love talking, but I also like when people take action, not to stand in silence. We agreed that Elias would do most of the paperwork and help out with the visas for us, and I do all the prep work with the car, and so on, and try to get sponsors for spare parts and have the car in good condition before Christmas. Chapter 3. The First Small Steps, The Swedish Conqueror of Africa. I put up a note in the windshield of a Land Rover Defender I saw in Stockholm outside my apartment where I lived, and I wrote a simple question. I see you and me have the same car. I'm going to drive from Stockholm and down through Europe and continue through Africa. Do you have any good connections about Land Rover parts, like your roof rack? I need one of those. I got a phone call the day after, and it ended up in a meeting.